This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops withdrew from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza over the weekend ahead of an expected Rafah offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
New video footage shows the destruction at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after Israel pulled out some of its troops from the Gaza Strip city. Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces who've been operating in the area. Military officials say the forces are recuperating and preparing for future operations, while a significant number remain elsewhere in Gaza. Meanwhile, a smattering of Palestinians are returning to Khan Yunis, now devastated after frequent airstrikes. Israel's vowed a ground offensive on the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold. The prospect of such an offensive has raised global alarm. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
The United Nations Security Council said Monday that it would decide this month on the Palestinians' bid for full UN membership, with the long-shot campaign unlikely to survive U.S. opposition. As the Gaza war rages on into its seventh month, the council's move was described as historic by Palestinians, but angrily denounced by Israel. Any request to become a UN member state must first pass a vote by the Security Council, where Israel's ally, the United States, wields a veto, and then be endorsed by the General Assembly. This is VOA News. A chilly midday darkness fell across North America as a total solar eclipse raced across the continent. Monday's spectacle was witnessed by millions in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It was North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path. Cloud cover spoiled the view in New York State, but in Texas and elsewhere, the skies cleared with minutes to spare as the moon passed in front of the sun and blocked the sunlight for a few minutes. The rest of North America saw a partial eclipse, weather permitting. Two senior UN officials visited Zambia to assess the country's worst drought in 20 years, which affected some 8 million people and left at least 6 million at risk of food insecurity. The officials say communities affected by the drought need immediate humanitarian aid and food assistance. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka.
Rina Jelani, the UN Assistant Secretary General and Climate Crisis Coordinator for the El Nino and La Nina Response, and Eva Kadili, UNICEF Regional Director for Eastern and Southern Africa, called for international solidarity to support the humanitarian response during their visit to Zambia. Speaking in Lusaka Sunday, Jelani said the country received less than normal rainfall, leaving hundreds of thousands of hectares of maize destroyed. This accounted for more than half of the country's maize cultivation, which is a staple food in Zambia. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
From Germany to Portugal to Belgium, mainstream European politicians are joining TikTok, using its short video formats to reach young voters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan explains.
Forget the podium and the campaign trail. Ahead of the European elections in June, politicians are increasingly turning to one platform, TikTok. Mainstream politicians hope to attract young voters and fend off the rise of fringe parties, who have successfully exploited the short video app. Many have calculated that the need to reach younger voters outweighs security concerns surrounding the Chinese-owned social media platform.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A New York appeals court judge has rejected former U.S. President Donald Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he fights to move the case out of New York City. The decision came Monday, a week before jury selection was set to start. Trump's lawyers had argued at an emergency hearing the historic trial should be postponed while they seek a change of venue to move it out of heavily Democratic Manhattan. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.